Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here. Yeah.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Wow.
What? I'm Ashley. Hello. What are you sipping on?
You know, water.
Yeah.
So I was going to say it's just like water and pre-workout, but there is something else in here. My functional nutritionist says, really, if you struggle with adrenal fatigue, actually have her on the podcast, on my podcast, InSource, this Thursday. If you guys, it was an incredible conversation. You guys will learn so much. But she said to me a long time ago, but she reiterated it on the podcast, that you should be eating within an hour of waking up. Fasting is not good if you are under any sort of adrenal fatigue. So if you're experiencing like energy issues, you probably have some sort of adrenal fatigue or hormone imbalance. Fasting is not for you. But sometimes you're not hungry in the morning, especially if you've been fasting. So she's like, what I like to do, and if I'm in a rush or whatever, is I'll just get some collagen peptides and I'll put them either in my coffee or just put them in my tea or whatever. So at Costco the other day, I saw that the Vital Proteins collagen peptides has a lemon flavor.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I love lemon flavored things. So I thought, let me try it. So that's what's in here, actually. I did two scoops of the collagen peptides lemon, and then I added my pre-workout that's lemon. I tried it on its own first, and it was just like a hint of lemon.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, my pre is strong lemon. So that's what I'm drinking. And little protein pre-workout.
And how is it? What's the verdict?
It is good. Yeah. The combo of those two is great because it's a stronger lemon flavor.
Yeah.
But I also think it tasted, with just the peptides, it tasted like a soft lemon, like a lemon meringue kind of vibe.
Yeah. I don't know. We're doing faves today and I have two Costco things. Mm. And I feel like we need to do another Costco whole episode.
Yeah,
and we're going to Costco later today. I can't wait. I am so excited. We only need like three things, but it's an event. Load up the kids.
Yeah.
We're going to Costco. It's our afternoon event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll have probably a bunch of samples out, which is so fun for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But one of the things that was so annoying when we talked about this over on Patreon, picked up a Tesla this week, took way longer than it should have. And I was supposed to also go to Costco, which I did, but I had to rush my Costco experience because I had to get home to do
the podcast. Now that's the crime. You know? That's
so that was so irritating. I couldn't do the every aisle every time. I had to go in for basically the only thing that I came for, right? Yeah. I was like, God damn it.
Yes.
What gold nuggets am I leaving back here?
You probably left a lot.
Because I can't. A lot.
Yes, you probably left a lot. That is a shame.
It was I should sue Tesla about that.
I think you should. I think that's a reasonable course of action. Mm-hmm. I am sipping on some kava. So.
Wait. Oh my God. Okay. What? Tell me more.
You know.
The algorithm has been algorithming because just this morning, this guy pops up on my TikTok and he says, hey, I've been trying to do, he's doing Hot Boy Summer. And he's like, so I'm trying to cut back on my drinking. I heard Kava can get you a little something without the alcohol. So he tried it. Few swipes later, this girl pops up and she's doing Kava sipping.
Yeah.
And she said it's both of their like responses or whatever. Their conclusion was like, yeah, this chills you out. It's not like a super buzz, but it's a little. So now here you are looking like what, looking like you're sipping white wine, but it's Kava.
It's
Tell
Kava.
Me more about Kava and what's okay. going on.
Kava is like Spanish champagne, basically. It tastes like Prosecco and champagne, like right in that lane, right? It's bubbles. It's great. And fun fact.
Wait, what kind of, because they had little tincture bottles of Kava.
I have it from a big champagne bottle.
Oh my God. Well,
just from the store. C-A-V-A. Kava.
Oh, C-A-V-A. This was K-A-V-A.
Oh.
Okay.
Different.
So is that alcohol?
Yeah, this is definitely alcohol.
Drinking?
This is like champagne.
Oh.
Or Prosecco.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I've never heard of K-A-V-A.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be, what is it, maybe like herbal or something that's supposed to give you, oh yeah, sparkling wine from Spain. It may be Blanco or Rosado.
So you can find CAVA pretty much anywhere, and it's delicious. And the kind of Kava that I'm sipping on is the same Kava that I drank all day when I got married. And the reason why I'm drinking this is because two nights ago, it was Chris and I's 9-year wedding anniversary. So
yes.
We celebrated by going out and getting the same bottle of champagne that we got for our wedding and of Kava. And then we tried to explain, you know, to Ben what an anniversary was. And we showed him pictures of us. And then we did a cheers to mom and dad. And Ben said, cheers to Ben. You know, and so that's why we're as they do. And I think I said this over on Patreon, the same story. But anyway, so I'm sipping. So I still had some over in the fridge from our wedding anniversary. And so that's what I'm sipping on.
Oh,
yeah. Which is quite
beautiful.
Nice. Quite nice.
Yeah.
And Kava is delicious. It's really, really good. But it's not rock your world good. It's just good.
Yeah. I feel like I need to try it. Well, I probably did try it at your wedding. Mm-hmm. If that was the wedding wine, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check this out. Well, fabulous.
Yes. And
I don't think you did tell that story.
Did
on
I
Patreon,
not? No.
Because I remember thinking, because we were recording and it was like on your anniversary. And
yeah.
I remember thinking, no, because you're the 28th, right?
Yeah. So it was Wednesday was our anniversary. Yeah.
So I remember thinking, oh, I should ask her about her anniversary. And then I totally forgot.
I forgot to mention it.
Yeah.
So we didn't do anything. We just got takeout. Ben had swim lesson. So we got some rosé at swim lesson. And then we munched on the snacks that we brought for the kids. We had like string cheese, you know.
Yeah.
But
right.
we did decide that. So on our honeymoon, and then after each year, we did an international trip to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Like that was just always the timing, as we were always sort of gone around that time on the international trip. And then it was Ben. And so there was no international trip. And then it was COVID. So there was no international for quite some time. And then it was Ellie. Mm-hmm. So it's been so many years of international trip hiatus.
Right.
So we decided for our 10th anniversary, we're going to go big. We're going to do something big. Just the two of us. Next year, we're going to go somewhere international.
Okay. So now you get to decide where you want
to
go.
I think Singapore. I think that's where we're going to go. That's where we were going to go right before COVID, you know, put the kibosh on the world.
And were you taking Ben at that? Was the plan to take Ben on that one or also go just the two of you?
Just the two of us. Yeah. So that'll be fun. That'll be like
really fun.
You know, nice welcome back to the international travel scene.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So right before we jumped on, I was licking my lips. I was finishing lunch. I thought I saw you doing the same. Did you just finish eating something?
I just shoved a handful of nuts in my mouth.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I had a big.
And I brought a beef stick just in case because I haven't really eaten enough today.
I had a big. It always feels like it's a win no matter what. Whenever you serve your kids food, it's a win. Like you can't control what they eat. So even like that's the thing is the win's already there.
Right.
All you can do is serve it. But you know how rewarding it feels when they eat like what you made them?
Mm-hmm.
So So I made Ben a turkey sandwich, and he's not a meat guy. Like, he's just never been. Ellie's a meat girl. She's like, oh my God, she loves anything, sausage, like hot dogs, everything, ham, any kind of meat.
She's not
ground turkey, ground beef. Patreon. Yes.
That girl, she's trying everything.
And Ben's just never, he's not really into like hot dogs or any of that kind of stuff, right? But lately he's warmed up to like turkey meat. So I made a turkey sandwich. I did a little provolone, a little turkey, simple, nice, soft sourdough bread. And then I did the one of those like crustable, like where you like, you make it
the
little
thing.
Pocket. But then I also just pressed it with my hand like down so that it was really kind of like panini type.
Okay.
Like really kind of thin. Looking, everything's just nice and compact. And I served it to him with a dance. And I said, this is mommy's cheesy, turkey, yummy, delicious sandwich. And I set it down and I started making my own lunch. I walked away.
Right.
Next thing I know, he's eaten the entire sandwich, a full sandwich. And then he said, Mom, could I have another sandwich?
Is a huge win.
I said, you got to ask for it the right way. And he looked confused.
Oh my
and I
gosh.
Said, what did I call it? And then he started doing the shoulder shake. He said, Mommy's cheesy sandwich. You know, and then so I made it again and I did the same dance and I said, here's mommy's turkey, cheesy, yummy sandwich.
Yeah.
Set it down. He ate two sandwiches. I've never seen him eat a whole sandwich.
He's
eating like a whole sandwich. He's eating like a peanut butter and jelly. I mean, he's four, whatever, you know, but
peanut butter and jelly.
Two sandwiches.
What did you do? Bread, cheese, turkey?
I did just, it was really simple. Bread, just a little mayo.
Mayo.
One piece of turkey, so thin.
Yeah, so it could be thin.
One piece of provolone, thin.
Yeah.
Mayo on the other slice of bread, thin.
A little bit, yep.
I made it no crust, and then I smushed it down, and then I cut it diagonally, so it was two triangles that were smushed little triangle paninis, flat.
Yep.
Oh, my He devoured God. Them. Just
wow.
devoured them. I don't know. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to serve the same thing tomorrow and it's going to be, untouched. But take the win where I could get it.
It's a win.
Yeah. And then I downed, this was going to be one of my favorites. I might as well. And then I axed it. So HelloFresh, for those of you HelloFreshers out there who order it, 10 out of 10 would recommend when you go to pick your stuff to get the turkey street style bowl. So there's like, it's like a, I think it's just called the turkey street style bowl. It's like this yummy, let me Google this really quick, because you could probably recreate it even if you're not a HelloFresher. It was one of the best things I have had in a long time, and I'm actually glad I'm Googling this. So it's the street cart style turkey bowl, and oh my God, it was so good. And instead of rice, I did cauliflower rice.
Okay.
So it has turmeric, scallions, tomatoes. Then there's like a sauce. The thing that made it interesting was all the different textures and the drizzles. So there was like, there was like your rice of whatever you're choosing. And then it was like a yummy turkey with shawarma spice blend. Right. And I just put the turmeric, I mixed the turmeric in with the cauliflower rice. And then it was topped with like sliced almonds. And I actually added cucumber to mine, tomatoes, scallions. And then, and then in the meat too, like in the shawarma spice blend, there was like chicken stock concentrate. So it was like juicy, yummy, spicy, yummy meat, you know? And then there was like a little scallion topping and then this drizzle and hot sauce on top.
Oh my God.
It was to die. It was so, so, so good. Fresh lemon juice.
What is shawarma? Is it spicy?
Shawarma is like an Indian type style spice, I believe. Okay. What is in shawarma? Hold on.
It says Middle Eastern spice.
Okay,
I'm wondering what's in it. Because I have a thing of ground turkey in my, coriander, cumin, salt, turmeric, paprika, allspice, and garlic crystals. Great. Yeah, I found some on Amazon, shawarma spice blend. I'm adding it to my cart immediately right now.
You could recreate this. And the just, oh my gosh, you know me, how I love like a chopped bowl, whether it's like a salad or this. So there's like the everything was just chopped up and tossable and just, oh my God. So good. And then I also recommend the falafel bowls, which they send you the falafel, which I just put in the air fryer. Hello Fresh falafel bowl. You could just Google this too, or add it to your order. And this is a, so you've got spinach on the bottom.
Okay.
Right. And then it's tossed. The spinach is tossed with a Greek vinaigrette. You're topping that with, and you'll get back to cheese world, I'm sure. But, you know, you'll have feta cheese on it. Dill. So you toss the spinach and the Greek vinaigrette with dill herbs. Cucumber, tomato. And then they give you these like little pita breads, whether you use it or not. But I just put the hummus on the side. So you got hummus, and then you got little falafel that I air fried that you put on there. And then there's also a drizzle, right? There's like a yummy, like sour creamy type drizzle. I think I already said tomatoes. And then they send you with a garlic herb butter, which I just put on top of the falafels, but people put in the pita.
Yeah.
So, and the pita is great because then you can make, if you want, like, you know, I do the glucose goddess. So I eat all the spinach first, right? And like you do the salad part first. And then I take some of the yummy, because what happens is the sliced almonds get happy with the cheese and the tomato and the Greek vinaigrette. Like all that gets like yummy and delicious. And then I spoon that into pita bites and just at the end. That's my finale. So
delicioso.
And they're just so good for summer. These like easy, yummy lunch bowls. We are talking faves today. I've gone rogue. Should I just like keep going with mine?
I guess
since
so.
I just like just hijacked the whole show.
Yeah. Because that's great.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay. Two Costco finds. One, there's a lot of Barefoot Dreams dupes out there, and they're all great. They're all great. And then, so I don't know how long these will last at Costco, but this is a recent find. They were like $10 and they're Barefoot Dreams dupes. And we bought a ton of them for our new Airbnb. And they're Artisan, A-R-T-I-S-A-N, Cozy Knit Throw. That's what you want to look for. But one of them is in that, you know, the signature sort of Barefoot Dreams leopardy type tan. That's like the, I would think their marquee. It looks identical. Like, so you'll see, you know, it'll catch your eye in that blanket aisle part of Costco. Okay. The Just Bear chicken nuggets. You know how I talked about those, how they taste just like Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They also have Just Bear chicken breasts. So it's not as much because it's not the smaller like bread forward. It's like chicken, a whole chicken breast with the coating of whatever it is. This is your Chick-fil-A dupe from Costco, and you just air fry that chicken breast for 14 minutes. So good. So delicious. Lately I have been on a country music kick. Which is funny because I go in and I don't go in that much. Whenever I respect country music. I think country music is great. When I sold books, I used to sell books door to door to pay for college. And then when I sold in Nebraska, I listened to country every single day. And then out in the cornfields. It just sounded perfect out there. It was perfect. It's, you know, it was in it was in the place that it should be. You know, it's natural habitat. Country music and it's natural environment.
You were one
out on the farms. Yes. And for whatever reason, I'm like, country sounds good right now. So played it the other day. And then I went to do a run on the Peloton. I'm like, I'm going to do a country run.
Okay.
That sounded kind of fun. And it was. And then lately I like all kinds of music, you guys. But I think what's cool about country music is it really makes you feel things. It makes your heart swell quite often. you know, the way that the stories go in these songs. And so anyway, that's the favorite thing that I've been listening to as of late. A fun little Amazon find, and I am probably late to the game on this one, but they're new to us. So have you, do you guys do reusable water balloons?
We did like a couple months ago, but then they got left in the pool, in the bottom of the pool before it was warm enough that we could go in the water.
Yeah.
And then they got all moldy. So.
Oh, like these kind?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So just make sure, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So just make sure that if you have them, I mean, they were sitting in the water for a month at least, you know, so just make sure that you don't do that, I guess. Leave them in your, leave them with water in them.
They're cool. I had never seen these before. So they're water bomb balloons. The ones that we have are the SOPPYCID. So there are six of them on Amazon for $22. But they have these like little magnetic strips that are like equators on these little balls.
Equators.
And so it, you know, it's like right across
right,
the
horizontal. Right, it goes around the middle. Yeah.
And right, that's a better way to say it. Over-engineered that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Yep. Or like a belt, you know.
A belt. It's a balloon
yeah,
belt.
The equator. Yeah, this thing's got their own equator. There's a little thing in the middle, keeping it centered. Keeping
international
it
trip. You know, you're on your little globes, your water globes. Yeah. So you just pop them open. They, you know, fill with water in a water, wherever your environment that you're in. And then they just, you know, close. But there's something so satisfying about they don't throw them. The kids play with them in the bathtub. Ellie mm-hmm. just smushes them in between her hands, and then just sort of the water
the bathtub would
flies,
be a good place.
And she just squeals in delight. Yeah, there are bathtub mm-hmm. toys, and there's something that is so it's like a Pimple Popper, the show or something.
Yeah,
especially when you get a lot of water in them and you get them like really just ready to go, and then you know,
yeah,
it's quite right. quite satisfying.
Quite a rush, it sounds like.
Yep. Okay. Two things I've been watching. I've already talked about this a lot, I think, over on Patreon, probably here too, but just to close the loop and put it to bed, The Smartless on the Road on HBO, funny as hell. Funny as hell. You got to watch it. There's a new season of The Bear. Did you ever watch The Bear?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't love it.
It feels like not a slam dunk across the board. I will say season two, if you liked Ted Lasso, if you were a Ted Lasso type person, like the feel good type shows, yeah. season two especially is going to be up your alley. Like it feels
very feel good.
It's feel good this season, but it's well done feel good.
Yeah.
More character development across the board versus just the main guy in season two. And the Rotten Tomatoes and audience score on it is pretty high. So we're into it like four episodes, and so far so great. So also new seasons of Black Mirror are out, which is polar opposite type show, very dark and not as high of caliber as Black Mirrors have been up to this point. But subpar Black Mirror is still superior to a lot of shows out there on television. And each episode, you can watch any episode in any order. They're not tied. And so I think what's given Black Mirror a difficult season is there's some like real stinkers in the lineup, but then there's some really good ones too. So I still recommend going for it. And then my last fave, I don't have a full review on this yet, but more to come. Have you heard of Newly, or have you seen ads for Newly? N-U-U-L-Y?
Not sure. I don't know.
Okay, so what it is it's clothes rental.
Oh,
so basically you pay a set amount per month. It's like $98 a month. It's not cheap. However, you get to pick six items to basically lease. And the items that you're picking are things that I would never buy.
Okay.
Ever. Ever.
Because they're expensive, you mean?
Yes. Like the other day I wore a $300 dress. It was just like an Anthropology summer dress. I would never buy it.
Was that at the Solstice Sip?
Yes.
I was like, that dress is adorable.
Yes. I would have
had like peaches and lemons on it.
I would have never bought it.
So freaking cute.
I would have never bought it in a million years.
It is probably, because that's like a statement.
Yeah.
You don't have like a million places to wear a dress like
no.
that. No. But it was perfect. Yeah.
So I decided that I was going to try Newly this summer through our Hawaii trip. that I would use it to get like 6 items for like a little vacation capsule so that I'm not, because I've thought like, okay, usually a vacation comes up and I go kind of nuts buying a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to spend that amount of money, but instead I'm going to spend it and get like really nice pieces that I'll send back.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to flood my closet, and I usually don't wear a lot of, like, especially like summer dresses. I only wear them a couple times.
Yeah. You should go on there and see if there's a referral code where you get a kickback, because I'll go sign up for it and maybe other people will too. And usually it'll be like, you know, I feel like those kinds of places are, they do referrals where like we'd get $20 off and you get $20 towards your next box or something, you know?
Yeah, it is pretty cool. You know, so I've done one so far. I got 6 items. They sent me a pair of jeans that I'm obsessed with.
So then is it also, if you love, love, love something like jeans, can you purchase it?
Yes. So probably, at a discount.
Probably at a discount. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. At a discount. Oh, hold on. Referral rewards.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there a code or is it a link? If it's a link, we can put it on IG stories. In the show notes as well, you know, because I'm guessing it'll save both of the person signing up and you.
I might have to.
N-U-U-L-Y.
I just heard Chris trying to get Ben down for nap, you know, and I just heard him say, we are never going to go up there.
To where? Wonder where he's talking about.
To upstairs.
Oh, Ben said that?
We are never going to go. Never.
He means business.
Going to go up there.
Were your overalls from Newly?
Yes.
Yeah, you were in
overalls. I wore overalls the other night. Cute. They were cute little corduroy brown ones.
Oh, see, if you go here, it says refer friends. If you're on their website, scroll all the way down. It says refer friends and you got to log in, but then I'm sure it'll tell you something.
Okay. Hold on.
Scroll all the way down. Chad can, you know,
yeah, 26.
Give me a break.
Refer friends.
Visit refer friends, a welcome, $20 welcome invite. And then you'll get $20.
Oh, okay. Here's a link. Okay. It says, or just paste this link anywhere. Let's see if this works. So I'm texting you this link, Ash, and then we can also put this in the show notes, which you access. How do people get to the show notes?
Well, you just go, at least on Apple, you click like the 3 dots and say go to episode when you're listening to this, and then it'll show the show notes.
Cool. So you get $20 off your first month subscription.
Yes.
And I get $10 off.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So anyway, so I was looking at the things that I have coming up and I'm like, okay, there was Solstice Sip. There was our anniversary. There was family photos coming up, the Hawaii trip, my birthday, you know. And then in the winter, they have like coats and like kind of more trendy coats that I would never buy that are, you know, bigger price points. But I did put in a top that I was so excited about for family photos. It was a pink, like one shoulder type strap thing. They subbed it because it was available online, but then it wasn't when they went to go pick the order. So they just auto swapped it. I would have liked to have been able to go in and just like pick something on my own different. Yeah. And what they sent me, I really don't like. So and I reviewed it and I was like, but this is like a sixth of my box and I'm literally just never going to wear this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to let me pick out. I think if that happens, they let you pick out like an extra item next time. So I'll come back around on this because I don't know. Conceptually, I like it. The box I have is good, pretty good, but more to come.
Oh my God, I'm signing up for this because it probably won't get here in time. Dang it. I see some things I want to wear to Long Beach, but we have our San Diego trip coming up. Then I have a Dallas trip.
Yeah.
A wine tasting thing.
Right. And you can get like some special things to look forward to that you just like love that are high quality that you wouldn't buy otherwise.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's why conceptually I like it, but more to come. And then apparently canceling is really easy. So if we get to October and I'm like, all right, I don't have like, I can't just justify it for the next 6 months or whatever. I'll just pause it and then re-up it when I have things that I actually want to shop for.
Events, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's the thing. Like when you don't leave your house much, you don't necessarily need a lot of, you
I don't. Know, very unnecessary yeah, most yeah. of the time.
Yeah.
But something that is 100% necessary that I use, I literally just used this this morning to make breakfast for the whole family. These are things that I used it to make our scrambled eggs this morning.
Yeah.
French toast I made the other morning. But there's not a single day that goes by that I'm not using these days Caraway cookware. Mm-hmm. I knew about Caraway before they came partners on the pod, right?
Yeah.
But I had never used Caraway until they became partners on the pod. I knew they were a good brand, but I didn't know how much I'd love it. They are non-toxic and chemical-free, so that you can cook, especially all the fun summer cooking that you've got going on, all your favorite recipes without worry. And I love the worry-free aspect, not only for me, but especially when I'm cooking for my kids, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's all kinds of stuff, forever chemicals, right? Yeah. That you don't want going in your food.
Yeah.
So it means a lot to me that Caraway cares about this too, to have non-stick cookware that's also non-toxic. So you really do get the best of both worlds. The thing I love about Caraway as well, there's something about the cookware, and like when you get your cookware, it comes with a little booklet that you can read and it talks about this, but you don't need to use as much oil because the quality of the pans is a lot better. So I'm cooking with less oil. They heat up really, really, really nice, but they don't like burn your food. So it's really like they're so enjoyable to cook with, right? Because of because of how effective they are, but they're not just like scorched earth, right? Like I'm not burning my food when I use this. So, and they're beautiful.
Plus, I just love the way they look. It's like whenever our cookware and bakeware and food storage, when is it decor? When, you know, like when has that ever happened? And these can be decor. Like there's, you could decorate with them if you wanted.
Yeah, the aesthetic of them. I got the cream colored. Is that what you got?
Yeah, but I got the bakeware, not the cookware.
Okay, that's going to be so fun for baking all kinds of stuff this summer.
Yeah, and I'm actually making, we're going to a party for the 4th of July, and I'm making a little charcuterie thing, and I'm putting it, because I got the cream, right? So it's going to be in their little pan, their like low bake, you know, the little small, so it has the lip on it, instead of on a cutting board, I'm going to put it in there, like a little American flag looking thing. Anyway, very excited about it. I'll try to take a picture and remember to do that and put it on Insta. But they're also right now running a summer refresh event from June 20th to July 15th. So for a limited time, get 10% off site-wide on everybody's favorite kitchenware. Visit carawayhome.com/sip to get 10% off during their summer refresh event. Certain exclusions do apply. That's carawayhome.com/sip or use code SIP at checkout. Caraway is C-A-R-A-W-A-Y. Non-toxic cookware made modern. All right, I'm going to hit you with some faves.
Hit me. Punch me in the face.
I'm going to punch you in smack dab in the center of the face. Yes. All right. I also have some chicken nuggets to tell you guys about. But if you have – I think I talked about it here, but maybe not. I know for actually, maybe not, because we had Erica on last week. I talked about it on Patreon. If you guys aren't on Patreon, that's where you definitely need to be. Here on Tuesdays, there on Fridays, patreon.com/you can sip with us. It's where the besties hang out, the double fisters. Mm-hmm. But I am on a candida cleanse protocol plan right now, and it sucks. But apparently I have like one of the higher, well, I'm of what she's seen. I have some of the highest candida my functional nutritionist has seen. So what that means is basically air is what your diet is. Air, meat, and veggies. That's what you can have. No sugar, no grains, no fruit, no corn, no starchy vegetable, like blah, blah, blah. It was really kind of a buzzkill at first. And now I'm finding my groove. I'm getting into it. And I made these chicken nuggets last night that were actually bomb. So I just took some chicken breasts, cut them up, and you know, set up your station. So mix two eggs, put that in a dish. Then In the next bowl, I did like a half cup almond flour. I ended up having to do it twice. So maybe like a cup of almond flour. At first I put it in a bowl and then I just switched to the baggie method and put it in a baggie with chili powder and garlic salt. The recipe called for chili powder and salt, but I did garlic salt because I like garlic. And then you pop the, after the egg wash, they go into this powder. Then you put them in unsweetened shredded coconut. So that's Whoa. Like the other crispy part. You roll them in that. I did that in a bag. And then you pop them in the oven at 400 degrees for like 10 to 12 minutes. I did some in the oven and then I put coconut oil on the pan, on the stove, you know, and then kind of fried some up. Ooh. So I did some of each. They came together super easy. The kids loved them, which I wasn't sure because they're Chick-fil-A nugget kids.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure, but they liked them. John was like, well, those are really good. And then I was obsessed and they're just like poppable.
That quick, also pop, sounds pop, really pop. Satisfying.
Yes.
You know, when you're feeling yeah. like it's an air diet to have something right. warm and mm-hmm. interesting,
very
to
flavorful,
eat, crunchy,
yes.
kind of like comfort type food. Like yeah. felt, yeah. Yeah.
It was very good. And yeah. then it talked about like a dipping sauce, which I didn't make. I just served it with some grilled or sauteed veggies. Super good. This recipe, I think I'm going to try for, because you're also not supposed to have alcohol. But I talked to my nutritionist and I was like, what happens if I do, you know, not follow it 100%? And she's like, no, you don't have to, 80%. Yep. And then I was reading some other stuff and it says like, you still want to live your life. Like maybe you're doing the Candida diet over Christmas. Okay, have a drink. But just get right back onto it, you know? So these drunken strawberries.
Tell me more.
You take strawberries, slice them up. She said in quarter, I'm going to do it in halves. Take them, put them in halves, put them in a storage container and then like a bottle or however much rosé it takes. She did sparkling rosé. I think it would work either way. However much rosé it takes to drown them, you know, so that they're all covered. Put them in the fridge overnight. Let them soak. Drain the liquid. I was thinking you could save that liquid probably for and make rosé.
Yeah. Oh, smart.
With yep. it, you know?
Yep.
Because you're adding strawberries anyway. But she just dumped her liquid out. So then you drain the liquid. So they're all absorbed. Toss them in sugar. I'm going to toss mine probably in stevia. And then pop them in the freezer. Like stir them, right? Let the juices bit go. Then pop them in the freezer and they're little like bite-sized boozy popsicles.
What?
Can you even handle it? So I'm going to make them for the party. Don't you think that sounds amazing?
I'm just mad it's I'm so not easy. There.
I know. We're going to have to make them together. Yeah.
What the okay. hell?
Okay. So guys, eat those things. Second, the thing, favorite thing that I watched. So this is not something I've actually watched, but it was a TikTok I ran across and I saved it. And it was shows that you should ditch for your kids. Shows that you should ditch and what you should watch instead.
Okay.
Because of like lessons that they're learning or like overstimulation yeah. or their little asshole people.
I feel like
whatever.
We have so much on the ditch list. I almost like, yes. tell me though. Yeah. What is it?
Okay.
What
do we so Peppa ditch? Pig. He's like, okay. Peppa Pig is out. Apparently Scram. She's like kicking her family. She's talking oh. back to her family. Like she's not a good role model. Because sometimes what happens is I'll turn on a show and then I don't really pay attention.
That's exactly it. Isn't right? like, hey, so bud, you, really you want a little of learning. This? And he's like, yeah. Like yeah. this morning, Ben's like, I want Gecko Garage. And I'm like, okay. And I like turn it yeah. on and I make him breakfast.
Right. Right. And then you've got maybe some music going or you're having yeah. conversations with Chris.
Right.
You're not really paying attention. And the next thing you know, they're saying like, I don't know where they learned it, but they started with Revy, stupid. And they call things stupid now. Yeah. And I'm like, where did you get that?
Right.
You
know? Is it school or is it a show? But better to know show? That it's not a show.
Right.
Yeah.
So Peppa Pig is out. Replace it with Bluey. And I have heard this time and time again how good Bluey is.
Yeah.
So I feel like I want to get that on.
Chris loves TV Bluey. More. Ben isn't. We're going to like keep trying because it is such a wholesome. Like Chris will sit down. He's like, this is the cutest show. I haven't watched it fully.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like smart. It's cute. It's wholesome. Yeah. It's playful. Yeah. The parents, like from what I have seen, I'm like, okay, they seem like super parents.
Yeah. I saw a meme today or recently that said something like, you think you're a good parent until. And it showed Bluey. A picture of the Bluey family because yeah. apparently they're amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Peppa Pig's out, Bluey is in. Cocomelon is out.
Oh.
Wow. Big one.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like dumbed down TV.
Yeah.
It's like those, you talked about this a while ago, like toys with batteries in them.
Yeah.
That they do all the work for the kids and they don't do any imagination.
Yeah.
So he was like, Cocomelon is out.
Gosh, Ben, we
Miss
watched
Rachel on YouTube.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. This is crazy that you're bringing up Miss Rachel.
Oh, Okay.
Have you seen Miss Rachel?
No.
This is funny timing. Okay. So I saw my friend Megan last week. She has an
a
daughter who is a couple months younger than Ellie. Yeah. And she was like, oh my gosh, my pediatrician talked about Miss Rachel on YouTube. And so they've been watching a lot of Miss Rachel. And apparently the pediatrician used, like, paraphrasing loosely, was like, it's still screen time, but it's almost like it's not, because it's a person just talking and teaching, and she like signs everything or most things. And they have so I checked it out, and they have a baby one, which Ellie's obsessed with, and it's just like teaching. It's like, say mama, and you know, that kind of stuff. And then they also have like kids ones. And Ben, it was like a no nap day. It was tough to get him in the bathtub. And I'm like, I'm going to put something on my phone, just like get him in the bath.
Yeah.
So I put on Miss Rachel for kids. And it was like talking about like anger and how do you control anger. And he was locked in on it. So it was like good emotional, like emotions teaching.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But engaging.
But
so
good.
Like good stuff, and the kids like it.
Yeah. All right. Miss Rachel on YouTube. You just put in like Rachel toddler or Rachel baby and you'll find it. But we just have started watching that this week.
How funny.
That's crazy. Funny. Yes.
Okay. I've never heard of this one, but Caillou, he was like, get that little bald shithead out of here. Like that's what the guy said. Cause he must be a little asshole.
Yeah.
Caillou. So I don't know how you spelled it. I never heard of it, but he said out with Caillou, in with trash truck. Never heard of trash truck.
Oh, we love trash truck.
Yeah, is it good?
So cute. Yeah, okay. Trash Truck is so cute. It's on Netflix.
Okay, so that's another vote.
And the episodes are like really short, which is nice. And they're very wholesome and very good. Yeah, Trash Truck
is
Netflix. Awesome.
Okay, I'm going to see if my kids like it. I'd never heard of this one either. Masha the Bear.
I haven't heard of it.
But out with Masha the Bear,
Scram.
In with Daniel Tiger. That's another show. I feel like Daniel Tiger and Bluey are two that I have heard over and over again about how good they are, how wholesome they are. Then this one, he's like, I don't hate, I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's great. Blippi. Out with Blippi.
Blippi's a popular one. There's a lot of people who are
popular. And he said, hey, he said, Blippi, if you're watching this, no bad blood, okay? Like, you're fine, but I don't know. He was like, you're out. Wild Kratts. Never heard of Wild Kratts either.
I haven't
either. K-R-A-T-T-S. Out with Blippi, in with Wild Kratts. So, we are watching Bluey, Miss Rachel, Trash Truck, Daniel Tiger, and Wild Kratts.
Those are the choices. When it's screen time, it's...
That's what we're going with.
I'm going to Google, where do we see Wild...
Yeah, actually, where is that? Good call.
Wild Kratts is on PBS Kids. So that's the same as Daniel Tiger, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Also,
if you have a smart TV, the PBS has like a app that you can, that's what we do on the smart TV.
Okay, cool. I haven't seen that one. We're going to check it out.
Yeah.
Cool. Good stuff, Ash.
Okay. Favorite product. I'm bringing you, I guess, another thing that I haven't tested myself, but I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah.
So, have you heard of Artkive?
No.
Okay. We're in this stage where every week we come home with a tree's worth of craft things from school.
Yep.
Right? And most of it is like stuff I don't care. It's like it's them tracing numbers or them, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they do come home with art projects. And usually, I think we've talked about this here maybe, lots of times those go in the recycling.
Yeah.
Unless they have something like their handwriting on it that's special or a hand print or something that like is tied to them. But Artkive, they send you this big box and then you sift through. And because there's sometimes where I'm like, well, this is really cute, but it's nothing super. So
it's so much. It's such a high volume. It's every day.
It's a high volume.
You can't keep it all.
Yeah. So you decide what ones, and then you put it in the box, and it's like a prepaid thing. You ship the box back, and then they will send you a book. So they basically like scan all of these and put them in a book for you.
What?
Like a scrapbook thing. It's called Artkive, Artkive. Which I just think is so smart. Cute. And I also think that the kids, like you could give that as a Christmas present and they would, because they're so proud of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm sure Ben is, Revy is just so, and if she's ever, there's only been a couple of times where I've thrown things away and she sees it in the trash. She's like, what?
Yeah.
Who put this in the trash? And then, you know, my heart's broken.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it my was a gosh, big mistake.
Yes, and you, that happened with
that
Ben.
Get out of there.
There was something, and it was like a piece of paper that had like three random feathers glued to it. Like, it was, that was it. And so we were like getting ready. I put it in the garbage.
Right.
I put it in the garbage. I thought, okay, I'm cleaning up.
Most of the time they don't miss.
And the next morning he went to throw something away. And the moment that it was, why is somebody throw this away? I said, who did that?
Who did it?
It must have been a mistake. And I'm in there sifting it out. That's never going to happen again.
Not on my watch.
But my heart just sunk. I was like, of course.
Right. Oh, shoot.
So, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'm a little more strategic.
Now I try to tuck them under things.
I do too. Yeah.
And we still have to do that. But for the pieces where they're kind of on the edge where you could keep them, you know, archive, I think is great.
Yes. That's really cool. I can't wait to check that out.
Okay. Then my favorite thing that I guess this should be under product. I put it under merch. I mean, I put it under felt, but we got merch to launch, guys. We got merch to launch.
We almost shit. You think I would have shit the bed on this episode?
I thought
again.
I better put this on my faves. Otherwise, we're not going to talk about it.
Oh my gosh.
Because we forgot. We were supposed to launch it last week with Erica, and we got so swept away with Erica.
This merch is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. I wore the Karma is My Bestie shirt last night with the cute jeans that I got from Newly and some high tops.
Uh huh.
Total vibe.
So cute.
Total
vibe. So we got Karma is My Bestie. We got Fuck the Patriarchy, our version. It's a little take on Taylor, super cute. We
shorts got joggers. And joggers.
Joggers and shorts. So I think they run small, size up on those. And then the t-shirt runs true to size. And then we have Brunch Me in the Face, which is adorable.
Yeah, so cute.
So check those out.
Someone asked.
We launched on Patreon a couple weeks ago.
Because the Karma is My Bestie is a boxy crop. Mm-hmm. And someone asked, is it like a crop? And I'm like, no, it's actually not. It's not a full length shirt in the sense it goes past your hips and down to your tush.
Yeah, it probably
which
hits
I
about
love.
The hips.
But like if you were to wear it with jeans, you would not be exposing your stomach at all.
Yes, no.
But I love that cut that it's like that it hits right at the hips.
Right.
And is
instead of drowning you in
and
it.
And drowning it or having to fold it up or tuck it in or figure that out. It is so cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
So, sipsquadpod.com/shop.
Yep.
Click that. Go there. Our Amazon faves are also there. You can shop that.
And we'll throw things up on Instagram as well. But
yes.
Get it while you can because merch always sells out fast and then it doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Already she had to, she was like trying to find great inventory and sizing. It's already limited. So yeah. Okay. And then this poem kind of reminds me, this is the best thing that I heard. And it kind of reminds me of what you read on Patreon this week that you said maybe you were going to bring to faves.
Yeah.
But kind of like about appreciating the moment and, you know, that they go fast and blah, 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 blah. So I wanted to play this for you. It's different. But I've read this girl or I've played her poems before. On here, I think I've read a couple of them, and her name is Jessica something. Let me find it in my. I was watching it this morning, but it get your tissues ready because it's a little bit of a tear situation. So Jessica Ehrlichs, and this is 2 minutes, but the video is just like a bunch of scenes of when she's talking about things. It's a bunch of scenes of just like the kids in the little ages. Mm. Let's go in.
Dear husband.
Dear husband.
A life in the future, with little faces and photo frames instead of before our eyes, and artwork and ABC magnets wanted on our fridge. There's a bed big enough where elbows and knees won't prod us in our sleep, and only our feet will swing out in the morning. There's a vase placed in reach of little arms because there aren't any, and a mug will daringly sit on the edge of the table. There's a bank balance that looks a bit more forgiving, and a bag I leave with that isn't overflowing. There's a free calendar that isn't packed with swimming lessons, dance classes, and muddy sports shoes. And we'll get to know each other for a third time. Before them, with them, and then when only two jackets hang at the door. There's a clean car. The only noise is the hum of the radio. There will be no endless questions and a high-pitched voice from the back seat. There may even be days we don't hear from them at all. There's a date night with no curfew. My mum's not needed for babysitting, and we aren't sleeping with one eye open, waiting for the shuffle of feet down the hallway. A type of freedom that feels heavy. Is a house that's...
I love that line. A type of freedom that feels heavy.
Clean. Maybe our couch is new. We aren't stepping on Lego or toy cars either. In fact, there's not much colour anywhere. Remember how it came with so much happiness? There's a dinner table that feels big. We aren't negotiating bites of vegetables or wiping little hands and mouths. But sometimes there's a knock on the door and the table is full once more. There's a shower that doesn't sound like baby cries, a coffee that is warm, and my body will be my own. We won't wear tie the same way, but time will have aged us anyway. There will be hard moments to come that will make these moments look easy, but we'll remember. We'll remember the first words, the curls, the I love yous, the moments we almost broke and how we held each other through it. There's a life in the future, and it's coming for us. So let's get swept up in the beautiful chaos in front of us. Let's make the future wait a little longer, because I love this life with you so much, this one right now.
I mean, can you even? Sobbing.
I know.
Tears. Wait, is your mic off?
Yeah, there was a car. Okay. I said I didn't know you were going to kill me this episode.
Oh, yeah. No, Colleen's face is soaking wet now from tears.
Soaking wet, but there was a car that started, that's alarm went off, so I didn't want it to ruin the vibe. But.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
I know.
What's the name of, what was her name again?
Jessica Ehrlichs. Remember when I read, I think it was like Mother's Day poems or something. So I found that on TikTok, but I think she also has like a book on Etsy or something. Name. Ehrlichs.
God.
Oh my God. There's a bed big enough. Only our feet will swing out in the morning. What was the line? It's a freedom that feels like heaviness or something. Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, you should read that. You remember that thing on Patreon? Do you want to read it?
Oh, sure. Yes. I totally. Hold on one second.
You were like, I think I'll bring it to Faves or maybe I'll just say it here.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think it's good.
Oh, this is just a nice, this is just a little thing to put a bow on top. Oh, man. That was really good, Ash.
I know.
My nose is runny. It's a hot mess express over here. Okay. This is from Andrew Anabi on how to cherish life. So this is just a little quote type passage. When life changes, you will probably miss the way it was. You may miss those long morning drives or walks to the office or those hectic family gatherings. You may miss them because those moments are finite. You will only travel those streets and see those people a certain amount of times. Every time you do something, that is one less time you do it. One day you will do something the final time, and you will rarely know when that day comes. For all you know, today might be the last time you walk in a particular neighborhood, or it might be the last time you smile at a particular someone. To think otherwise would be foolish. Nothing is guaranteed except this moment. Your only real choice is to cherish every exchange like it is your last, because it very well might be. Therefore, the best way to cherish life is to remind yourself of life's impermanence. It is to remember that every time you see someone, that is one less time you see them. It is to remember that every time you go somewhere, that is one less time you visit. By doing this, you naturally slow down. Almost like a reflex, you start to truly live. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I think the reason I like that is like not in the context of it being sad, not like it being like a happy thing of like, oh, this is one last time I'm gonna see this happen. Oh.
Right.
It's more
right,
so
right.
Like it's more so just like appreciating just sort of everything of like today's the youngest I'm gonna be. I'm gonna have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I like the impermanence of when you're in a hard season.
Yes.
Like everything we've gone through, we have gotten through so far.
Yeah.
And you will get through this too. Good or bad, right? It's all fleeting.
Yeah.
It's all constant, fluid. And just to maintain that perspective, whether it's gratitude or hope that you need right now, you know?
All we have is now. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the good, all the bad. Let's bring it home with a little lightness of a rant and rave. I've got a great transition here.
Great.
Because we just talked about some heavy stuff. I'll talk about the heaviest thing ever. So I was getting myself ready. I got a cute shirt on. A shirt that I like. Mm-hmm. It was like a gray charcoal color shirt. Mm-hmm. And I've got my makeup on. I thought, you know what? I'm going to brush my teeth. It was like afternoon. I'm going to brush my teeth because I've had some like whatever, lunch, whatever. So I'm brushing my teeth and done brushing my teeth. And I go about my day and like an hour later, I look down and I had gotten toothpaste.
Oh,
on my shirt.
Yeah.
Why is toothpaste on your shirt? One of the hardest things.
It may as well be bleach.
It might as well be bleach because then you go and you're like, I'm going to dab it off.
Yeah.
So you got a whole water pool on your shirt. Mm-hmm. The water pool dries, but guess what remains?
Toothpaste. And now also a ring where the water pool stopped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Toothpaste. That's a lost cause. If you got toothpaste on your shirt, find a different shirt.
Yeah.
Find a
go back to bed.
Go
try
back
again
to
tomorrow.
Bed. Start over.
Yeah.
That's.
There's no coming back.
There's no coming back.
There's no coming back from this.
From toothpaste on your shirt.
Yeah.
It is so annoying.
It is so annoying. It is so annoying. And deodorant, now there's that trick where you can like, well, now, I mean, it's been around for ages, decades, probably centuries, where you can like rub the clothes together and it gets out.
Yeah.
But not toothpaste.
Toothpaste doesn't care.
No, toothpaste says
toothpaste
fuck
hates
off.
You.
Yeah,
toothpaste will clean. Toothpaste will
Let's
clean your teeth.
Toothpaste.
But does it? If it's
right,
doing
I
that to
know.
Shirts, if it
right.
can't be cleaned,
right? right. How is it cleaning?
What is it?
Yeah. Right.
What are we doing to ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Great question.
I don't know. Great question. So that's my rant. What's yours? Mm.
Well, I put flies.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a second rant this week was pretty fully fleshed out over on Patreon about buying a car. The car buying process is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. But we'll go down the flies rant because I don't know. We live near a cow farm is why I'm assuming we have so many flies.
Yeah.
Our house is inundated with flies.
Yeah.
So now we got fly traps everywhere. Fly traps smell like
garbage,
feces.
Yeah.
Or something. Rotten feces.
Do you leave doors open and windows open?
Yeah, I like to leave everything open.
Do you have
I like
screens?
No.
There's your problem.
Well, and we have that like the sliding door that opens basically like, so there is no more wall. You know, right. It just like opens the whole thing. And I love the vibe of an indoor-outdoor living.
Yes.
And yet we can't, like the flies are just outrageous. And then the other day I was going for a walk with Roka and there was just a fly. He kept landing on me and I had so much empathy for the, like horses and cows where you see pictures and they're like kind of using their tail sometimes. And eventually you just see pictures and they just have flies all over and they've just given up
because
they're like, these assholes never leave me alone. So fine.
All they
do waste my energy.
If a fly is on your shoulder and you brush it off, it's like, oh, it just goes up and down.
Yeah. Right. Right back here.
And down.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, swatting
it thinks it's on a roller coaster.
Fly away every 10 seconds.
Oh my God. Right.
That's so a you can sure see, shit way to drive yourself.
To drive yourself mad, which is why the cows are like, oh, you want to be in my eyeballs?
Fine.
I'll just let you be there.
Fine.
I'm not going to mess with this
they're
anymore.
They're broken
you've
animals.
You've broken me down.
Yeah, they're broken.
Oh my God, flies.
Do you
scram?
Do you swat them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of fun though.
It is fun. Swatting's fun. It also is maddening when you don't, because they're quick.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because I think they only live like 24 hours or something. Mm. So sometimes when they're on their last legs, then they're not as wise to the swatter. But when they're fresh, those frickers, you're like, you know, you're still 3 feet away and they're like, aha, and they bounce away.
Yeah.
And you try to be quick. You're like slow, slow. So bam,
bam.
Gone. They're on to you.
Yes.
They know. They're like, Seth, better luck next time, sucker.
Have you talked to your kids about death? Or is like
dogs dying. And yeah, with John's dad. Yeah, we have.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I haven't gone there, really.
Okay.
Should need to. Need to. I definitely need to.
Well, I mean, it'll come up. It's not like
well,
we're gonna not have
there's
that.
Dead flies in the house.
Yeah.
That Ben discovered this morning that were like in the windowsill.
Oh, yeah.
But
right.
I've always told Ben, like when we'll see like slugs or something or worms outside that are dead, I'm like, oh, they're taking a nap. You know, we like keep going.
Okay. They're sleeping.
So today he's like, oh, there's these flies in the window taking a nap. Mom, can you help me put them outside?
Oh.
So that they can nap outside.
Yeah.
Like, sure. So we were like transporting. I was like, don't wake them up. Like transporting dead flies outside. Like, oh, I gotta, my God. I gotta have this conversation.
Yeah, so then you do probably need to have that.
Oh, yeah. We went over to my parents' house the other day, and they had to put their dog down. I talked about Zach, their dog, here a couple, like, months ago. And Ben hasn't asked about it. And then we're at the house, and he's like, do they have a dog?
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-huh. I just didn't know what to do. I just sort of froze. Where is it? Where's Zach? I was like, asleep. Mm-hmm. Let's go wake him up. No, he needs his sleep.
No. He needs his sleep.
But like, do I need to talk about, like, you know, I do, but do I really? Until, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, certainly.
At some point, yes.
I don't think you have to talk about the insects dying.
Yeah.
Although I would be like, not, I don't think I would, I don't know. Maybe I would. I've done a lot of things I said I wouldn't do since I've become a mom, but I feel like I would not want to be transporting napping flies outside, you know? I think I'd be like,
I know.
Those are going in the trash or they're going in the vacuum.
I know. I know. There was like three, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it wasn't like a whole
load. No, they were just in the windowsill, but it was this. Yeah. I've dug myself in a hole. Yeah. Well, here we are.
You'll get out of it. You'll eventually, you'll have to. You'll be faced with it. Okay. Yes. What's your rave?
Okay. My rave is about a lost art that Chris brought back. So when you were little, did your parents ever leave you notes on the counter?
Probably, but it's not like a strong memory.
So I have a strong memory of notes being on the counter from like my mom specifically, because like we would come home from school sometimes and she worked evenings. You know, my parents both, my dad would go to work really early in the morning. My dad would leave me notes too sometimes. Like he'd go to work really early in the morning and then he'd come home like in the afternoon and then we'd come home from school. And my mom, she did daycare for like a long time, but then she did nighttime work, you know? And so anyway, I just remember notes being left on the counter for us if we had one parent like gone or there. And it would be something like something for us in the fridge or I love you or just whatever, notes on the counter. And I just, I didn't realize how much I loved it until the other day when Chris had to wake up extra early to go do something for one of the Airbnbs. And so he like will wake up like at 5 and get to the cabin by 6 so that he can have like a whole day because we're just like in crunch mode like still. And so I was up with the kids, but Chris left Ben a note on the counter. And it was, hey, buddy, I hope you have a great day at school. I love you so much, Dad. And Ben couldn't read that, but I said, Ben, this is for you. And he can read a couple words. Like he can read Dad, you know, he can read his name. So we read the note together and I could just tell that it like really like Ben thought that was so cool. And he asked to put the note in his backpack. So he had the note from his dad in his backpack all day, which was so cute. So just the lost art of little notes on the counter, you know, in this day and age, just paper to pen and a little something. You know, for someone to see. I just think it's great. That's my rave.
I think that's adorable. My rave is when someone that you love so much sees their magic. So I have two examples of this. One is like the kids when they learn new things. And then they come up. I filmed something this week and lots of people got to see it. Revy was practicing handstands at gymnastics. And you can see her, like, I only shared a couple of the attempts, but she was like attempting, right? And then every time she would get up, it happened like 2 or 3 times where she'd like feel like she held it for a really long time.
Yeah.
And she'd look over at me immediately, just like this huge, like she's so proud of herself, right? You just see the pride on her face. And I just love that moment of like them feeling proud of themselves. Yes. I have another friend who's been like in a season of transition and sort of struggle recently. And there's what our brains like to do is put doubt in of like, what if it's not going to be okay? What if you're, you know, you can never get another job? Or what if, you know, you never make more money? And just like all these worries and the doubts. And from the outside, like I hated that she was struggling because I think she's so incredible and just like one of the best humans on the planet. And I've noticed a vibe change in her recently. So I asked her, like, how are you feeling? I feel like I've noticed that you're feeling good. And she's like, honestly, I'm feeling so great. You know, this and this and this. And I was just like, I always knew that it was going to be fine because seeing you, like I can very clearly when I'm outside of you and don't live inside of your brain, I can very clearly see that you are incredible. And so incredible things are going to happen for you.
Yeah.
But I love that you're seeing that now, right? Like when you can just have that exhale of like, things are going to be fine. And it's because I don't know if enough people take this step to give themselves credit, but like, that's something I've been doing lately because I've been told really nice things in my life and they're sort of just like, okay, thanks, that's nice. But I've been really trying to internalize that and see myself the way that people that love me see me and just be like, well, maybe it is true that I'm special, you know? And so I just love that when taking people have heart. Those moments of like just feeling really good about themselves and where they're at, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, I just think it's so cool to see people that you adore
thriving.
Have any little ounce of, yeah, have some pride.
Yes.
In themselves. Yeah. And thriving. So love anyway.
That. Love that.
That's that.
Love that. Love all of you.
Love you guys so much.
Get your merch.
Hope you're having the best fourth.
Happy fourth.
You know, pop some fireworks.
Yes.
And you can sip and with us always. And
some drunken strawberries. You can sip with us always. And we will see you.
See you.
Next Tuesday. Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.